Blog Talk Radio.
Power. I need
I need. You touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
You are beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
Come on. My eyes have seen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am the Apostle Marco Bulaboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We magnify your name. Kings, we bless you. You are the Lord of Lords. We bless you. You are the Alpha and Omega. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Oh, Father, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you, Lord, for our spouses. Thank you, Lord, for our children and grandchildren. Thank you. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord, that we have food on our table. Thank you, Lord, that we have clothes on our backs in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for redeeming. Thank you, Lord, for saving us from the clutches of the enemy in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we honor you. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we praise your name. Lord, we just say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We express our thanksgiving to you. We come to the throne of grace this morning, O God, and ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all the things that we have done that are not pleasing to you. Forgive us of sin of commission and omission in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father God, let the blood of Jesus perfect everything that concerns our lives. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. This morning we put on the full armor of God, armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of your spirit, and our loins girded with truth. We put on the full armor. We thank you for the armor. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, spouses, nieces and nephews, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you once again. We ask you to be a wall of fire around us, near us, and in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for touching us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless your name. So we ask you, Lord, to shield us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Shield us, O God. O Father God, hide us in the secret place of the Most High. O Father God, we bless you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the holy angels assisting us. We thank you for the holy angels ministering to us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that the holy angels are doing your biddings in our lives. So, Lord, we adore you. We worship you. In spite of it all, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for allowing us to come into a new month. Lord, some people started and didn't make it. But because of your grace, we made it. So, Lord, we say we didn't make it on our own. It's because of grace. So we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Welcome to those of you that's just joining. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. We bless the name of Jesus. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of John, John 21. John 21. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were gathered together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I'll go fishing. They said unto him, we also go with you. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? They answered him, Lord. And he said unto them, cast your net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and a fish laid thereon and bread. Jesus said unto them, bring of the fish which you have filled when and drew the net full of great fishes, 153, and all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And then his disciples thus asked him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord? Jesus then cometh, taketh bread, and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So I want you to look at, as I want to go further, the Holy Spirit would not allow me to go to the next part that I thought I would go on. We've been doing an in-depth teaching on this topic. But we want to go a little look at it from another perspective this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. What I want you to look at, verse 9, as soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. They saw a fire of coals there. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at the fire of coals for the fish. One thing I want you to realize, that we don't eat fish raw. It has to be cooked. Be able to eat that, eat the fish, that's one thing. Then you see that Jesus, what is he doing? Putting that fish on the coals to cook. It's, when I look at it, I think about ourselves, our lives. To Jesus, and you receive him. There's a lot of things shifting that takes place in our lives. And what I'm saying is, oh, I feel the presence of the Lord. What I'm saying is, look at yourself as a fish. Look at yourself this morning as the fish that was caught. Hallelujah. And that you've been put somebody to be able to enjoy. I don't know about you, but I love roasted fish. A lot of pepper, and it's good. You put that fish on the coals and cook it well seasoned. And you begin to think about it from a different perspective, that we are the fish that he put on to break everything in us that is not of him. To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. We are the fish. Jesus says, cast a net on the right, and you'll make disciples, called 153. So, just imagine, we were called. We were redeemed by ordained, called and ordained to carry the work of the gospel. But before we go through the different steps to come to that brazen altar and surrender our lives and cry out unto him, hallelujah, give ourselves fully. Yes, you have to, because when you earn that, the fish got to be well done on that roasted fire with the bread. Jesus is that bread that brought life. So what do you see? You see the fish and you see the bread. Fish represent you and I. And the bread represents Jesus Christ. And when you put the fish and the bread together, Jesus has made a meal. Amen. So as a fish, you surrender to God. You grow in him as a fish. Give me your life. Hallelujah. Then Jesus being that bread of life, he is coming to you. You all are coming together to a place, daughter and son. Hallelujah. I mean, not daughter, Jesus. Come with Jesus and us, Jesus and the disciples. But then when you look at it, these disciples have witnessed a lot. But Jesus was trying to tell them, I'm here with you. I am Jesus. I am suffering. I am the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. This morning, I want to talk to those of you, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, the invitation is open to you this morning. Be that fish. Hallelujah. So, receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Surrender. You be that fish. And allow Him to put you on that altar of coal, fire of coals. And let me tell you this. It's not a one-time experience. That's what the Bible said. Come boldly to thy throne of grace. This is something day to day. Pastors, ministers, children, sisters, daughters of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we go through the fire in our walk with God so many more times. But it's not to hurt us. It's that Jesus will be glorified in our lives. Hallelujah. The fish and the bread. He is the bread of life. Hallelujah. He is the living word. So, surrender your life to Christ or come up higher. Look, He provides. He provided for the disciples. Hallelujah. And He will never leave you nor forsake you. Father, we bless you this morning. As we enter into this month of May, let us remember, oh God, your goodness, your grace, your love. Oh, Father God, all that you've done, that you will continue to do. We thank you, Lord, for the service on yesterday. We thank you, Lord, for all those that came. Thank you for the provision. We thank you. Oh God, we give you glory. Thank you for answered prayers. We bless your name, oh God. We honor you. Thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. We bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within, we bless His holy name. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. In the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us this morning.